the tomb. When evening had already come, because it was the preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea came, a prominent member of the council, who himself was waiting for the kingdom of God, and he gathered up courage and went in before Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate granted the body to Joseph. Joseph bought a linen cloth, took him down, wrapped him in the linen cloth, and laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, were looking on to see where he was laid. Now I make known to you the good news by which you are saved, that Christ died for our sins, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 people at one time, most of whom are still alive today. At just the right time, God sent his son, born of a woman, for God loved the world in this way, that he gave his one and only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God proves his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For the wages of our sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved from your sin. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Have you ever wondered why we call this Good Friday? What part of a bloody crucifixion could be considered even remotely good? Well, this Friday was good for two reasons. First, because Jesus did not remain in the grave. On Sunday morning, he rose again, proving that he has ultimate power over death, mankind's greatest enemy. It was also a good Friday because of what Jesus' death has provided for every person. Every one of us has sinned and rebelled against God, and we all deserve death in hell. But Jesus paid for our sin on the cross. He offers to you the gift of eternal life if you will take it, if you will surrender to him as the Lord and ruler of your life. We have prayer counselors available who would love to sit down with you and talk about how you can know 100% for sure that you are God's child and have eternal life. They would also like to pray with you about anything else in your life that you would like to bring to God for help. You may linger here as long as you like, touching the linen cloths and the spices, looking inside the empty tomb and imagining yourself at the tomb on that first Easter Sunday morning. When you are ready to leave, please return any borrowed items to one of the helpers and then exit through the door by the organ. I hope that you have been challenged and encouraged spiritually this evening. We invite you to celebrate Easter with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Thank you for coming. May God bless you as you continue to remember the old rugged cross.